fungus. Feed, feed the fungus.
Feed the fungus.
Feed the fungus.
The fungus.
Feed the fungus.
The fungus.
Feed the fungus. Feed the fungus.
Feed the fungus.
The fungus.
The fungus.
The fungus. Feed.
All right. Good morning. And don't say I never care. Because this is the stream of random. And I'm taking a little time out from my day to give you a morning episode because I don't know when the night episode might be. Because I don't want people calling me up and saying that they need their drugs and they're having withdrawal syndrome. So this is your injection for the day, okay? So swipe off your arm and get ready for the needle. For the jab. The vaccination against all insanity. The stream of random. So I just dropped my kid off at jiu-jitsu. We have 45 minutes to do a little episode. I'm walking around this humongous campus that used to belong to Merrill Lynch. The most amazing campus you've ever seen, the Country Club. And it's completely desolate now due to COVID. You can just imagine if you're sitting on this property. They created a holding company. And they have the Merrill Lynch Bull here, a huge statue. And they have beautiful gardens and waterfalls and ducks and carps, and it's all wonderful. So how you guys doing? So I've been experimenting and refining my code, and I decided to change the way I create the videos so that I have saved the individual frames. So my idea last night was that I could reverse engineer a picture and determine, just based upon the dots, where the how it all fits together. But, well, first of all, it turns out that through all the scaling, that the dots got smushed together in the video. So that we lost some resolution. Now, obviously, there's some stuff that could be recovered, but it's not a one-to-one situation. So that's the first thing. Secondly, I'm working on a simple scaling where I'm going to use 4 pixels for each number instead of 1. I'm going to multiply the bitmap times 4. And then I was playing with was playing with adding and shifting the numbers, and I was able to create the that moving effect in my last video. And there's definitely some kind of curves in there and softer shapes for reels. And I do think that there's some kind of circle to be seen. It's not an illusion. Just think what the maintenance on this campus was like. They had to mulch all this stuff. And in the park, there was a marching band practicing. There's a sport field here. Hear those birds? I'm just thinking about things, God, about work. So basically, this whole modulo thing, right? It has a certain limit to what's on the screen. And if I keep on adding numbers to it, it's going to shift down. And then the pixels are going to go off the screen and get truncated. What I have to do then is I have to shift my entire coordinate system down with it, because eventually the whole thing goes black. It goes off the screen once you add, it's 900 times 900. I think it was 901 was the modulo that I was exploring. So modulo 901 is 901 times 901. 1,000 times 1,000, so that's 1,000,000 pixels. So once you've added 1,000,000 to it, the whole thing will shift right off the screen. Right? You hear the band playing? And the airplanes? Now this reminds me of the primitive isolated people of the rainforest. I'm listening to Tim Ferriss So after listening to all these random podcasts, I've decided to go back and listen to the ones that I like. Catch up on Tim Ferriss and Lex Friedman and Jocko. MoFax with Adam Curry, the No Agenda Show, and some others. Abs in a Six Pack, Hog Story. But hearing these drums beat makes me think of the tribal nature, the tribal drums. And don't we all have a tribal drum somewhere? We may think that we're so modern, but don't we all come from the same spot? Don't we all have someone beating on some animal hide in our past? It's really funny how the Romans and the Catholics have destroyed history so badly. This guy's talking about the latest Tim Ferriss show. He had this doctor. Let me see if I can remember his name. Don't remember his name. Just look up the latest episode from Tim Ferriss, the Amazon Institute. That tries to protect the Amazon rainforest. I'm actually considering giving them some money. You know, I can't do this podcast without walking. Just the idea of sitting in the car doing it would drive me nuts. I gotta move. I gotta get my move on. So, he's talking about how the missionaries were destroying and losing all this information. They go in and they destroy the shamans and lose all the plant knowledge. And it seems to me that the Romans, as far as we've seen from the history, have destroyed and lost all types of information. And the Renaissance that we experienced was the actual end of the Roman Empire and the regaining of the knowledge from the Islam that had saved it from the Greeks. Where Euclid's, I forget which famous figure, had to sneak into Islamic territory to get a copy of Euclid's Elements that was preserved from the Greeks. That the Roman society has basically destroyed all knowledge. And we'll see that in our current American society, which celebrates football over studying, and is really just an extension of, I think, the Roman imperial lack of interest in terms of a society. It's not a society that celebrates knowledge, not like the Germans or anyone else. It's really a celebration of not having to care about. It's like an anti-intellectualism. The skepticism against intellectualism. That's very American. And I think that's also part of the Roman legacy. So, yeah, I gave a little tip to my friend from the With Nothing to Say podcast. He's saying that he doesn't have any film funds in Indiana. It's like, well, why don't you go to Kentucky, go to Louisville, they've got film funds, and go to the hackerspace in Louisville, L1V, and or LV1, whatever it's called, the hackerspace in Louisville, and they've got all types of equipment and people and location, and you could probably get some help from them shooting your film. You know, who says that you have to shoot it in Indiana? You know, there's a reason why people leave flat earth places like Kansas and Indiana, because if you have any aspirations of intellectualism, maybe you're not welcome there. You know? And people just leave. And they go somewhere else. It's a pretty brutal thing to say, but it's really what happens. Now, in places like Kosovo, they can't leave, so they all center. They all collect there. They have amazing people that are all collected in one spot. Now, I have to watch the time. After 45 minutes, we're going to stop this and go back. So, let's see. Let's see what our recording is like so far. 16 minutes. Let's see the deer here. 1, 2, 3, 4. These deer look quite nervous. I guess they're getting upset from those drummings, the drumming. I would count about, I guess, about 10, 12 deer. Here. And they have Russian olives. Now security came up to check on me. They're like, we saw someone walking. He didn't look like a banker. What's up with that? Go check him out. 16 minutes. So, if everyone listens to 10 people, and then you summarize, you create a hierarchy of people listening to people. And then every person who listens to 10 other people would produce a report, a daily podcast, that at least one other person would listen to, who would also listen to 10 other people. So then effectively, you'll be getting information from 100 people or 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people or whatever, depending on what level of the hierarchy you're at. And I guess that's kind of like how the celebrity system works, the hierarchy of information. But I think it's more jaded than that. So, this is not dead air, it's live air. Listen to this nature. Huge patch of daffodils right here in the middle of nowhere. They just spring up somehow. I wonder how that happens. How they propagate. So, if I do a sliding scale, a shifting scale, on the modulo, and basically create a 900 wide, 901 wide, but much deeper, bitmap. And then truncate that with a window, a sliding window going down. I think that would they're playing cricket. I'll go back now. That might give us the resolution we want. And as to negative numbers, I haven't even looked into them. Tie my shoe here. Yeah, today I'm planning on taking my family to see the cherry blossoms in Newark, New Jersey, that my grandma and grandpa took me to. Oh God. And now I'm telling you where I'm gonna go. Where I'm gonna be, I should delay the publishing of this podcast so my enemies who are listening can't exploit it to plan a hit on me. I was just thinking about, I was playing with Docker Compose today, yesterday. Quite a nice system. I'm having a hard time getting into the zone, into the headspace. To the trance of our podcast, the DMT zone. So these aboriginals say that when they take these DMT trances or these drugs, that they leave their body. I gotta tie my shoe again. My God. Did they? They leave their body and go on a trip, and they can fly around. And that they use these, the shamans use these drugs to cure depression and all that. That they have the ability to experience death during life. That fundamentally changes someone's perspective. And isn't it funny how religion is just a remnant of that? Where our priests are our shamans. How many of them cure people from mental sickness nowadays? Or do they just throw you to the pharmaceutical companies that's paying the bills? And is that not just imperialism right there? It's like, we can't solve your problems, we gotta just milk you for what you got. Yeah, the guy from, with nothing to say, he said he has 500 listeners. Well, you don't have 500 listeners. But do we need 500 listeners? He says he puts all of his energy into making his stuff. And I'm saying my stuff is a byproduct of me going for a walk. The security guy's just waiting there for me. Hiding in the bushes. And now he's gonna see me and roll up on me again. Oh, the song that I got in my head is called Believer from... Believer. First things first. Gotta get all the stuff else that's in my head out. Pain, you made me a believer. Believer. My son introduces all these memes to me, all these songs. He's now the infectious meme propagator now in the family. All right then. A lot of airplanes flying overhead, huh? It's time to get back. So, my next step is going to... I guess when I add in... We're going to slide down the Y coordinate system. So, the Y will go down a pixel. Instead of starting at 1, it'll start at 2. And the bottom one will also start later. The array will be the same size. I think that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to shift the numbers over like I've been doing, where I take x times y plus something, and then I mod that, and that creates a new xy in the modulo system. And then that's mapped onto an array. And if the Y is too big, or the X is too big at the end, the pixel's not going to be set. I should also put in some colored lines for the grid to show what's what. Like where the origin point is, the 0, 0. And also, I was thinking if each of these lines that we're seeing are multiples of something, or if the curves are the product of multiple multiples acting in concert. Like, we're going to have to do some kind of origin. And then we still have to get into the colors and the sounds. So I started looking into it. There is a sound format. SciPy contains a sound system. And I wonder, I guess I'll just produce a sound. So many bytes per second, so many samples per second, and then we'll just lock them together. So how many frames per second, and have the sound somehow line up. It's gonna require some coordination. Or do we just produce a sound with the frame and then render them together and then concatenate them? So a WAV file per frame. And then concatenate those. And sometimes I feel like this is some kind of integral. That are being added up to conclude the area. Maybe that's an analogy here. Clifton, Passaic, Parsippany, yeah, it's way up there, Franklin, okay. Morristown. Okay, we're back at the car. So that's it, that's all you get for now. See you soon.